Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down what we heard in that third and final set. We heard Civic Mimic off of the new self-titled release with 89 O'Clock. Before Civic Mimic, we heard Surrealistic Pillhead off of the Crush the Pill EP new release and the track Orange Cap Daydream. Before that, we heard Irked and their excellent new single, The ACP. Before Irked, we heard Lifeguard off the Ultraviolence Appetite new release with Appetite. Before Lifeguard, we heard Billiam with the great new single, Asbestos and Me. Before Billiam, we heard DC Dolls and their fantastic new single, Wait For Me, Bus Song. And we started that set with the Kamikaze Sex Pilots with their 1983 single, Dark Night of the Soul. And I know, I've been saying it every week, I'm a skipped record, but 2026 is kicking ass with so much great music, so I really hope you guys are digging all the new selections. And with that, I am just about out of time. I hope you all enjoyed this hour of music, and I hope it changed your mood for the better. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and thanks for chatting with me on the live message board. It's always such a great time. I always, always appreciate you commenting and listening out there each and every week. And I hope you enjoyed today's show as much as I enjoyed putting it together for you. So with that, I'm going to leave you with the Orlons and their 1963 track Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street. And you know, if you're in Philly, you might find me there. So have a great weekend, everyone. Take care, and I will be back with more moods for you again next week. See you all then.
Chestnut Street.
You'll hear piano played by Tracy Trent.
Oh, yeah.
He is a famous Wawa 2C gent.
Come on now.
You want to stop there if you're pleasurement.
Between the 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
Come along tonight if you're feeling right. Wear a pop or a hat. Don't need a reservation. A nighttime relaxation. That's where the party starts. Meet the Hop Harlot.
Yeah.
The man that owns it is Sylvester Brown.
Oh, yeah.
His girlfriend Betsy wears a rhizome gown.
Come on down.
Not far from South Beach in the heart of town.
Between the 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street. On Chestnut Street. Between the 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
Come on over tonight.
On Chestnut Street.
In the place where the hippies meet. That place.
Holy radar! We're out of sight, we're gone! It's a blast!
Thank you. one.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Crayons to Perfume. And I'm your host, Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, and for the next hour, I'll be playing you some of the sweetest, toughest, warmest, and wildest women ever waxed.
Everybody go. That's where
Hi, and welcome to Crayons to Perfume. I'm Glennis, DJ Girl Group Girl, and boy, am I ready for a break from everything. So thanks for hanging out with me. So tonight, I have some soul and blue-eyed soul, everything from girl group sounds to some funky stuff, and lots of new spins, including B-sides, album cuts, and of course, 45s. Movers, Groovers, and Soul Stirrers, and we kicked it all off with three groovy girl groups tonight. California girl group, or at least suspected California girl group, The Jades, and You're So Right for Me from 1965 on MGM. And then we had The Toys and their 1973 release on Virgo Records, What's Wrong With Me, Baby, a cover of The Invitations' great soul song. And we started off with One Side of a Killer double-sided single from Chicago girl group The Fantasians, and That's Where the Action Is. That's from the same record label that brought us Go Go Gorilla, so you know when you see that label that it's going to have something great on it. And everything about this label is great. The image on the label, the fact that the label is called Satellite Records, you know that that's going to be a winner. So in the next couple of weeks, we'll hear the other side of that record because both sides are fantastic. Well, as we all hang on to our sanity with what is going on in the world these days, it's always good to escape with a little bit of music. And next up, I've got a cut from Timmy Euro that I don't think I've ever played for you before. It totally stood out to me. So let's check out her version of If I Never Get to Love You.
To love you, it won't be 'cause I didn't try. I'll be trying to possess you till the day I die. If I never get to love you, it won't be 'cause I run away. For as long as you will have me close to you, I'll stay. Get to love you. It won't be that I didn't care. There is nothing that I want more, or I need more, and my heart would surely break in two if I never get to love you.
He's back again. me apart.
Well, I don't think we've heard that one before. The incomparable Tammy Terrell with Tears at the End of a Love Affair from her album The Irresistible Tammy Terrell. We heard the flip side of Love Child, the lush and lovely Supremes with This Will Be the Day, featuring Mary Wilson and Cindy Birdsong on those glorious backups. From 65, Evie Sands and I Can't Let Go. And then from 66, Peggy March with He's Back Again. That set started with the Burt Bacharach and Hal David penned and produced If I Never Get to Love You by Timmy Euro from the Best of Timmy Euro album. That song was done by Marianne Faithfull and many, many, many others. One of the great Burt Bacharach and Hal David tunes that I don't know how many people are actually that familiar with, even though it was recorded so many different times. You're listening to Crayons to Perfume, and I hope you'll stay with me this evening and then continue listening to Rock and Soul for Rotations, which is on right after me, and then Nervous Boogie, which is one of my favorite shows hosted by Richard J. I also wanted to mention that this Saturday, April the 11th, on the drop-in program at 6 p.m. on Saturday, the Philly Dog is going to host a culmination of his 28 years of WFMU fandom in a one-hour show. You don't want to miss it. And then the next week, Saturday, April 26th at 6 p.m., WLS Clark is going to host another one of his amazing radio extravaganzas. So make sure you tune in on Saturday. Don't miss Scott right before drop-in, and don't miss Stu right after. Now we're going to continue on with some more music, this time heading over to Baltimore to listen to Dolores Lynn.
Searching for
cooking up a little soul food with Sue Records powerhouse duo, the Soul Sisters. You're listening to Crayons to Perfume, and in that set we also heard sassy Chicago singer who left a trail of 45s before retiring in her 20s, Joanne Garrett, and You Can't Come In, Big Bad Wolf, from 1967 on Chess Records. Then we heard some Iquettes, and it seems like every time I turn around, I have a new Iquette single. I can't believe they just keep coming. That was I Had a Dream the Other Night from 1962, and then LP track and B-side featuring Wanda Young on lead vocals, The Marvelettes, and The Day You Take One, You Have to Take the Other. Hand clapping and dance floor energy from the Orlans with Come On Down, Baby Baby. And at the top of that set, Dolores Lynn and The Big Search is On. She was originally from Baltimore, but that was produced by Bobby Martin, and it surely has a Philly dance floor beat. So I'm sure she made her way to Philadelphia for at least part of her long career, although short recording career. Hope you guys are doing okay and enjoying the music tonight. This last set starts with French Blue-Eyed Soul, and then we step in Gladys Knight's footsteps, find some trouble, and head on in to the right direction.
Thank you.
Did that last track hit you the way it hit me? Wow. Dorothy, Oma, and Zelpha. Gonna put it on your mind. They were originally called the Wooden Nickels. Put out a single. But lead singer Dorothy Berry really, really had this vision for her ultimate girl group. And honestly, one of my ultimate girl groups, because I love the voices of Dorothy Berry and Oma Heard. They are two of my favorite California soul sisters. And I think they laid it all out on the line on that record. And I don't know why it wasn't a hit. Maybe it was too early for its time. The Good Love, the Bad Love from Loretta King before that. And then Little Eva's second release for Verve. Not sure why Verve signed Little Eva, because I don't know that they knew what to do with such great talent like that on Take a Step in My Direction, because it was not pushed or promoted in any way. And what a great song. Phyllis Cooper Sisters before that, and Trouble, and then Elegant, dance floor favorite, Just Walk in My Shoes from Gladys Knight and the Pips. We started that set with some French blue-eyed soul from La Scarabée from Montreal, Quebec, and Puisque Tu M'as Quitté, their version of Nothing But a Heartache from the duo Liz Brady and Martine Gauthier. Well, I hope that put a little pep in your step and a smile on your face. Sure did the trick for me. Thank you so much for being here with me today, listening to some great soul tunes. Let's do it again next week at 7 p.m. next Thursday. And until then, I hope you're going to be doing all right. Good night, everyone.
Hi, this is Rachel, and you're listening to Rotations on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. So today I decided to do a little A to Z of my collection since I just reorganized. And so we started off with Eric Burton and the Animals with the biggest bundle of them all. And that's from the album Eric Is Here from 1967. The next one that we're going to do, B, is Blues Magoos, Feelin' Time, and that's the album Never Going Back to Georgia. And when I was playing that, my husband was like, I don't know this Animals song. And I was like, it's not the Animals, it's the Blues Magoos. So let's check it out. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.